Lord, we want to thank you for your goodness to us.
所以主要我们也感谢您对我们的良善。
Here we are this evening, Lord. We're scattered here and there, far abroad, but we thank you that we have one thing in common, and that is the Savior who loves us.
所以主要我们今天呢，在这里，在那里，分散在各地，但是我们非常高兴呢，我们一个共同的点就是我们的救主爱我们。
We're thankful that he is the Savior who is omnipresent. He is in all places at all times, and therefore he is near each one of us at this time.
我们感觉他是一位无处不在的救主，所以呢，他可以同时在各个地方。所以今天，尽管我们分散在各地，但是呢，他是跟我们每个人都在一起。
But Lord, we want to thank you that our God is not only omnipresent, he is omniscient and omnipotent.
我们非常感恩的是，我们的神呢，他不仅仅是无处不在的，他同样是无所不知的，也是无所不能的。
And that means he knows what we need to know, and therefore we're praying that you will teach us tonight by the power of the Holy Spirit.
意味着呢，他知道我们所要知道的事情，所以呢，今天呢，我们祈求呢，借着圣灵的大能呢，今天教导我们。
And because our God is omnipotent, he is able to help us. And that is our prayer tonight, that you will not only teach us, but that you will help us do those things that you know to be our best and we would like to accomplish.
因为我们的神呢，他是无所不能的，所以呢，这个意味着呢，他能够帮助我们。所以今天呢，我们祈求您呢，就不仅仅是帮助我们，而且是帮助我们去做，帮助我们去做呢，为了我们最好的益处。
And so we give thanks now for each one who is here. We pray that you will bring others to join us. We pray that you will teach each what it is we need to know. We ask this in Jesus' name.
所以我们祈求您呢，就是赐福给我们在座的，也呢就是把那些就是要来的，就是说送到我们这里来，就是教导我们，我们每个人都应该知道的和理解的。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome, Lydia. We're glad we're here tonight.
欢迎 Lydia， 非常高兴呢，今天我们在这里，还有Cindy。
Lydia and her friend, that's very good.
Cindy.
Her friends, more than one friend, very good.
Cindy.
超过一个朋友， Lydia 的朋友很多。不是，是
Cindy 和 Phoebe。
Very good. All right. Luke chapter 17. And last week we were considering some truths in verse 20 and 21, but we're going to start again tonight in verse 20.
上个星期呢，我们就是学了21、22节。那么今天晚上呢，我们也开始从20节开始，路加福音第17章。Verse
20 says, Now, when Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation.
这些法利赛人问他神的国什么时候来到，耶稣回答说神的国来到不是眼所能见的。So
this little phrase, the kingdom of God here, basically introduces a theme that is going to be carried on directly or indirectly over the verses that we'll study tonight.
所以这个里面呢，就是神的国。神的国呢，它基本上向我们介绍了一个主题，就是说是直接的或者非直接的，就是跟我们今天晚上学习的有关联。The
kingdom of God is a different kind of kingdom.
所以神的国呢，是不同的一个国。And
I think that the disciples knew that. But the Pharisees didn't understand it, and so he explains it to them. He has to say to them in verse 21, nor will they say, see here or see there, for the kingdom, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you.
第21节说, 人也不得说, 看, 在这里, 看, 在那里, 因为神的国就在你们里面。
So, I guess the kingdom of God is different than the other earthly kingdoms.
我认为呢, 神的国呢, 和地上的国呢, 和其他地上国是不一样的。
Most kingdoms are defined by geographic boundaries.
大多数的国呢,
but the kingdom of God is made up of citizens, not within a geographic boundary, but citizens whose hearts have been given to the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神的国呢, 它并不是说是一个, 地理位置的边界所限制的国, 它是那些呢, 把自己的内心呢, 交给了我们的主耶稣基督的所有的人组成的。
So the Pharisees had to learn that the kingdom was not something that they could see or fight against in a normal way. They had to realize that as individuals, they would have to enter the kingdom. They would have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, or they would never be in the kingdom.
因为法利赛人必须意识到神的国并不是说是一个他们眼睛能够看见的正常的他们可以去反对的对抗的这样的国，所以他们呢自己呢必须呢作为个人必须相信主耶稣基督才能进入神的国，否则的话呢他们永远进不了神的国。
But then in verse 22, he turns to the disciples and he says to them, the days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it.
他又对门徒们说,日子将到,你们要,你们想要看见人子的一个日子,却不得看见。So
now he's going to tell the disciples something about the kingdom of God.
现在呢,他要告诉他的门徒们呢,关于,一些关于神的国的事情。
The kingdom of God was obvious to the disciples when they were on the earth, when he was on the earth, because they recognized that he was God's son. He was in leading the kingdom. They were part of it. It was all by natural observation.
因为这个里面呢，当时呢，主在地上的时候呢，对他们来说，神的国呢是非常明显的，因为他是神的儿子，他在地上呢就如是带领着神的国，那么说这个呢很容易就被观察到。But
then in a few weeks' time, he's going to be up in Jerusalem. They will have condemned him to death, and he will rise from the dead and then go back to heaven. They will not see the Son of Man
physically anymore.
But the promise is, his promise was that he will be coming back. They then will be very keen to see his soon return.
Verse 23,
they will say to you, look here or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day.
第二三节说,人家要对你们说,看在这里,看在那里,你们不要去,也不要跟从他们,好像闪电从天这一边一直一闪着照到天那边,人子在他的日子里也是这样。So
when the Son of Man comes back, he's going to come in a very visible way. Everyone will know that he has come.
当神子呢再来的时候呢，他呢一种非常的引人注意的方式来到，所以每个人呢都能看到。
He will come like lightning.
他来的时候呢，像那个闪电一样。
And remember now, lightning can be seen from very great distances.
所以你们大家记得，闪电呢可以从很远的地方都能看得见。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, everybody will see him.
当主耶稣基督再来的时候呢，每个人都能看见他。
But verse 25 begins to answer the question, when will that be?
所以第25节开始呢，回答这样一个问题：那个时候什么时候来？
And it says, but first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation.
只是他必须先受许多苦，又被这世代拒绝。
So that's what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was rejected by the generation, and in a few weeks, he would be on a cross.
所以这个就是发生在主耶稣基督身上呢，他会被这一代人的气绝，几个星期以后呢，他会被钉上十字架。
But now he turns and addresses the issue, what the world will be like when Jesus returns.
然后呢，他就跟他们讲这个问题：当主耶稣基督回来的时候，这个世界会什么样子？
So verse 26 says, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man, or the days of the coming of the Son of Man.
第二十六节说，挪亚的日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样，或者说人子来的日子也要怎样。
So what is the simple story of the days of Noah?
所以挪亚的那个日子的简单的故事是什么？
And verse 27 says, in Noah's day, they ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all.
所以第27节说，那要在挪亚的日子，那时候呢，人呢又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到挪亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来把他们全都灭了。
So, when is the Lord Jesus Christ going to come back to set up his kingdom?
所以主耶稣基督什么时候会回来呢？设立他的王国呢？
Well, he will do that in those days when the people on the earth are just like they were in Noah's day.
所以呢，他会就是像那样来的时候呢，就像挪亚的日子那些地上的人在做的事情的地上的
Now
人。
remember, the sin in the world was exceedingly great in Noah's day.
所以记得挪亚的日子呢，罪呢极大。
And they had been warned that their judgment of God would come, but they didn't pay any attention.
所以他们呢一直呢被警告神的审判要来，但是呢他们却不引起他们的注意。
And instead of getting ready for, instead of repenting at the news that the judge of all the earth would be coming back, they, verse 27 rather, they ate, they drank, they married wives, they gave in marriage.
因为他们本来呢应该做好准备，应该去悔改，但是呢，他们就没有。他们所做的事情呢，就像第27节说的，他们又吃又喝，又娶又嫁，那个
They pretty much said, if we're going to do whatever we want to do today, we're not worried about God. We don't need to worry about judgment. We're okay. We'll just carry on. We're going to have a good meal tonight, get drunk maybe, and we'll go marry some more wives.
因为里面他们基本上说呢，我们才不管神呢，我们也不管有没有审判。那么说呢，我们该干嘛干嘛，我们就说是又吃又喝。那么说那就说是今天呢，也许喝醉了，也许再多娶一个妻子。
So these now are the days that are going to be very similar, or these were the days similar to what will be when the Lord Jesus Christ returns to set up his kingdom.
所以呢，就是说是当主耶稣基督再来呢，设立他的王国的时候呢，类似的情况呢，也会在地上发生。
But it's not just going to be like Jonah's day. Verse 28 says it's going to be like Lot's day too.
但是这里就他就讲的不仅仅只是像挪亚的日子，同样呢，第28就告诉我们也像挪得的日子。
So verse 28, likewise as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built.
第28节说呢，又好像挪得的日子，人又吃又喝又买卖，又耕种又盖造。
They were doing all manner of evil things, but even the normal things they did without caring about God.
因为他们干了很多的邪恶的事情，就算他们做正常的事情的时候呢，他们也不关心有没有神。
And so verse 29 says that on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
而且就是到罗得出索多玛的那日，就有火雨硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。
Verse 30, even so it will be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed.
第30节说，因此人子被启示出来的日子也要这样。
So, we can talk in our day about judgment coming, but people say, oh, I don't worry, didn't come today, didn't come yesterday, didn't come 5 years ago, it'll never come. Don't worry about that.
所以我们在一直谈到呢，审判要来，但是这些人说的啊，今天没有来，昨天也没有来，几年之前也没有来，所以呢，我们那个审判也许永远不会来，我们不关
But
心。
it will be when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. He will come to set up his kingdom, and all opposition to that kingdom will be destroyed.
因为但是这个呢，就是说，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，这一切都会发生，所有敌对神的国的都要被摧毁。
Now it's true, most people in the world in Noah's day didn't believe that, and they died.
所以呢，这个也是个事实，在挪亚那个时代呢，很多人呢，他们都不相信，所以他们都死了。
Most people in Lot's day didn't believe it, and they also were destroyed.
所以在挪的日子呢，很多人也不相信，他们也被灭了。
And in the days to come, when the Lord Jesus comes back, the world will be exactly the same, and we'll say, we don't care about that, we're not worried, and the Lord will come, and destruction will come upon them.
所以这个里面呢，就是当主耶稣基督再来的时候呢，这个世界会发生同样的事情。这个世界说呢，我们才不关心神，我们不关心这个，所以就一个响指之间，他们都被毁灭了。
Now, this is the day when the Lord Jesus Christ will return to the earth.
所以这就是那些主耶稣基督要回到地上的日子。
I want you to remember now that this is not the day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back for the Christians. He will do that at the rapture, and that will come before this day.
大家注意呢，这个并不是说是主耶稣基督那来呢，把教会提上去的那个日子，这个呢就是日子呢要发生在那个教会被提以后。
So God's schedule of events is very simple.
因为神的那个时间表非常简单。
We will continue in this world until things get worse, and then God will call and all the Christians living and passed on, they will all rise to meet the Lord in the air and will be with the Lord forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
在这个里面呢，就是说是我们呢，就是说是在这个世界呢，要继续的，直到呢，就是这个世界的事情会变得越来越糟。那么神呢，他会呼召所有的地上的活着的和过去死了的基督徒呢，去到天上呢与主相遇。这就是提索罗尼迦前书4章所告诉我们的。
But you will note specifically in that story that the Lord Jesus does not come to the earth. The Christians go up to meet the Lord Jesus in the air.
所以你们大家都要注意呢，那里非常明显主义。主耶稣基督那次来的时候呢，他不会来到地上，所以基督徒呢都要在空中与主耶稣相遇。
So these verses are talking about another group of people. These will be the people who have been left on the earth after the Lord Jesus takes the church to heaven.
所以这个经文呢，这些经文谈到的是不同类别的另外一组人。当主耶稣基督呢，把那个所有的基督徒呢提到天上去以后，这些要发生在这些人身上的事。
And in that day, there will be two kinds of people in the world, those who believe in the Lord Jesus and those who have rejected him.
所以在那些日子里呢，有两类的人，一类呢就是说是拒绝那主耶稣基督，另外一类呢就是已经接受到他为救主
What is going to happen to those two groups?
所以那两类的人之间要发生什么呢？
So verse 31 says, In that day, he who is on the housetop, And his goods in the house, let him not come down to take them away. And likewise, the one who is in the field, let him not turn back.
31节说，当那日人在房上，器具在屋里，不要下来拿；人在田里，也不要回家。
All right, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return.
所以主耶稣都要回来。
And the question is, in that day, if a person is working on his house on the roof and he realizes the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, he is not to go into the house to take anything with him. He is to run as fast as he can for safety.
所以这个里面呢，就是这里讲到呢，如果那个人呢，他当时呢在房子上面，那么是呢这个时候主耶稣基督要来了，他呢不应该下来屋里去拿东西，他应该呢就是说是尽快的跑到安全的地方去。
Why?
为什么？
Because the judgment of God will be coming, or the tribulation upon them will be coming so quickly that they won't have time to take anything. They are wise, leave everything, flee, get away from the judgment that's coming.
在这个里面呢，就是说是当时呢，就是审判来的时候呢，就是说是大灾难要降临在地上的时候呢，他们没有足够的时间呢，就把他们的东西带上，所以他们要尽快的跑去逃避审判。
Verse 32, he says, Remember Lot's wife.
32节说，当回想罗德的妻子。
What do we know about Lot's wife?
我们对罗德妻子了解多少了？
Well, she'd been told that the judgment of God was coming right away.
他被告知呢，神的审判呢，马上是来了。
And the angels took her and her husband and her two daughters, and he led them out of the town as fast as they could go.
因为他们被那个天使带着她的丈夫啊，她的那个女儿，还有她呢，就是尽快的往外跑。
And instead of running fast away from Sodom, Lot's wife turned around, looked back, maybe even stopped to watch what was happening.
在这个里面呢，他们本来应该尽快的往前跑，但是罗德的妻子呢，却停下来了，转回头。也许呢，她回头再看到底要发生什么。
And so she was destroyed while the other three were preserved because she looked back. Don't, if this happens, don't look back.
因为他被那个灭了，那么说呢，当其他的那三个人呢，就是说是被救了，以这那个时候，所以呢，这些事情发生的时候，那不要往回看。
Now, this is not really a problem that we have because the Christian's going to be in heaven then.
你这个并不是说我们要面对的问题，因为这个时候呢，基督徒们已经在天上了。
But those who came afterwards and had not rejected the Lord, they will have a chance to be saved. Others will be born. They will have a chance to be saved. So there will be many Christians and non-Christians in the world at that time.
因为在那个时候呢，就是有些还没有拒绝主耶稣基督的，那些刚刚出生的，他们呢，这个时候呢，有机会呢，接受主耶稣基督为救主。所以在世界上呢，当时呢，有那个基督徒和非基督徒。
And then the Lord says, verse 33, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it.
第33节说呢。凡想要救自己生命的，必失去生命；凡失去自己生命的，必保全生命。
The logic there is that if one is on the housetop and he sees the tragedy coming, he says, if I go into the house, I can get some things, and those things will preserve my life.
你这个逻辑。那就是当时呢，那个审判来的时候呢，有人在房顶上，他说呢，就是说是啊，这个时候他知道审判来了，所以他呢说呢，我要下去在房里拿点东西，在屋子里拿点东西，这样呢可以呢就是支持维持我的生命。
And the Lord is saying, don't believe that. If you see that he's coming, then what you do is you flee as fast as you can. You leave everything behind, lose all of it behind. And if you go fast, you will preserve your life and you'll have life. You won't have your things, but you will have life.
因为主说呢，不要相信那一点，就是说，如果你看到主来的时候呢，就是说是你要赶紧的跑，不要下去，你要把一切的东西都抛弃，都抛在身后。那么说呢，你要尽快的跑，你可能失去你的一切财物，但是呢，你却有可能保全生命。
Now, verse 34 goes on and explains what's going to happen on that occasion.
34节呢，继续呢，就是说是解释在那个情况下要发生的事情。
He says, I tell you, in that night there will be two men in one bed. The one will be taken and the other will be left.
34节呢，我对你们说，当那一夜，两个人在一个床上，要取去一个，撇下一个。
In the context, one man will be taken. He'll run away. He'll go as fast as he can, and he will be saved. But the one who is left will be left for judgment.
所以在这个上下文的关系里面呢，就是说是那一个跑得尽快跑的那个人呢会得救，那么留下来那个人呢就要接受审判。
Two women will be grinding together. The one will be taken. And spared the other left for judgment.
35节说，两个女人一同推磨，要取去一个，撇下一个受审判。
Two men will be in the field, the one will be taken, and the other left for judgment.
36节，两个人在田里要取去一个，要撇下一个受审判。
The implication being that the Lord Himself will signal to the one who's taken. He will signal that they should go and they will flee, but the others will be left for judgment.
所以这个里面讲到的，就是主耶稣基督要给他们的一个信号，他们得到这个信号，他们就要跑，他们尽快的跑了以后呢，那么说呢，另外一个剩下的呢，他就要受审判。
Now, that's all kind of hard for us to understand in terms of a context of when and precisely how is all that going to happen?
所以这个对我们来说呢，就是说是在这个上下文关系的里头呢，都非常难以理解什么时候会发生，怎样发生呢？
So let me give you the order of events again.
因为我们来把这个事件的那个顺序给你讲一讲。
Number one, the church carries on today as it is today.
所以第一个呢，就是今天的教会就像今天教会这样继续。
Number two, the church goes to heaven. It is raptured, and the Lord Jesus calls his own up to heaven, and they meet him in the air.
所以第二个呢，教会呢，就是说是去到了天堂。教会去到天堂呢，就是说是主耶稣基督呢呼召教会，教会在空中与主相遇。
Number three, because of the great evil that will come upon the earth. After that, when the church is gone, the world will become extremely wicked.
第二个呢，就是说是那个这个教会离开以后呢，在地上呢有大的邪恶，整个世界呢变得极其的邪恶。
And then the judgments of the Lord will begin to fall.
然后呢，神的那主的那个审判呢就会降下来。
Now turn to Revelation chapter 13, I believe, to get a description of what will happen. Revelation chapter 13.
我们翻到呢，就是启示录第13章呢，我相信这里来描述呢将要发生的事情。
And I'm in error. It is Revelation chapter 12, and we're going to start reading at, we'll say at verse 13.
因为这个人呢，他刚才讲错了，应该是那启示录12章从第13节开始。
It says, When the dragon, that is the devil, saw that he had been cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child.
13节说呢，那龙见自己被摔在地上，就逼迫那生男孩子的妇人。
So, there will be Jewish believers in the world at that time, and the devil will have a particular hatred toward them.
因为当时呢，就是有那个犹太人，那么就在那个魔鬼呢，在那个时代呢，对犹太人呢，就是说是非常的憎恶。
He will, recognizing his time is short. He will be extremely ruthless toward the Jewish people and the believers in God.
因为当时呢，魔鬼呢意识到他的时间呢也快没了。那么说呢，这个时候呢，他对犹太人呢，就是和那个属神的子民呢，非常的憎恶。
Now, verse 14. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness to her place. Where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent.
14节说，于是有大鹰的2个翅膀赐给妇人，叫她能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇的面。她在那里被养活1载、2载、半载。
So, to this woman, the believers in the Lord Jesus Christ at that time, to them will be given the opportunity. To flee, they will be given wings like an eagle. They will have the opportunity to flee to a place in the wilderness where she will be nourished and delivered from the judgments of the devil.
这个里面呢，就是这个时候呢，就是那个妇人，就是说信徒呢，那个时候呢，他们呢要被赐给像那个鹰那样的翅膀，让他们逃避到一个地方呢，在那里呢，他们可以在那里就是说是得到营养，在那里居住，那么说呢，就逃避魔鬼的他们的迫害。
And they will be delivered for a time and times and half a time.
他们会被拯救呢，1载、2载、半载。
And that coding given to us many times in scripture indicates 3.5 years. 1 year is time. Times would be 2 years, that's three, half a time, half a year, 3.5 years, which is half the length of the tribulation period.
其实这个在圣经里面很多地方呢，给我们讲述了这个1载呢就是1年，2载呢就是2年，那半载呢就是半年。那么说这个加在一起呢就是3年半，3年半呢这就是指的是在那个就是说大灾难的3年半。
So this is the problem that is going to come on the earth, and the Lord is giving it to them in very simple detail in Luke chapter 17. Let's go back there.
这个问题呢，要发生在那个地球上。那么说呢，主呢就是在路加福音里呢，就是说是描述了这一点。我们回到路加福音第17章。
So the two men at night, the two women in the field, two women in the mill, and the two men in the field, they will all be divided. The ones will be taken and delivered, as we've just described, and the ones will be left for for the terrible judgments that will befall them.
这个里面在诺杰夫音就是记载呢，主呢描述那两个人在床上的两个人在推磨呢，两个人在田里呢。那么其中呢，就是中间呢，每一类的中间有一个人呢，他们要逃避，另外一个人留下呢，守神啊。And
this was pretty what's the word I want now? Pretty new, I guess, to these disciples. They said, "Lord, where is this going to happen?" Verse 37.
因为这个对那些门徒们来说呢，都是非常新鲜的事情。所以呢，第37节呢，他们就问主啊，主啊，这个到底怎什么时候发生呢？They
answered and said to him, "Where, Lord?" So he said to them, "Wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered."
第37节说门徒们说主啊，在哪里有这事呢？耶稣说呢，身体在哪里，鹰也必聚在哪那里。
And here, the body is probably the Jewish people. They will be mainly in the city of Jerusalem.
这个里面呢讲的这个身体呢，主要是关于那些大都市，主要在耶路撒冷城的犹太人。
And the eagles are the birds of prey, which would be the devil and his angels.
那么说呢，这个鹰呢，也就是讲到的呢，就是魔鬼呢和他的邪恶天使。And
so that's the warfare that we're up against.
所以这就是呢，在世界上要发生的战争。All
right. So all of that is a simple description of a very serious, very tragic situation. Trouble in the earth like is far worse than we've ever known, far worse than in the days of Noah, far worse than in the days of Sodom.
所以这些呢，都是这样的一个，就是说是情况和这样的一个悲剧呢，一个简单的描述。但是呢，当时呢，世界上它要出现的情况呢，远远的，就是说是，比那个诺亚那个时代，挪德那个时代和索多玛那个时代还要糟。
Now remember, by the grace of God, the Christians won't be there. They will have been taken to heaven before this terrible tribulation, spoken of mainly in the book of Revelation. That tribulation will be coming on the world, but it will not be coming on the Christian because they get to go to heaven first. Hallelujah.
因为呢，这个呢，就是讲到的特别常明显的这些事情呢，它不会发生在基督徒的门的身上，因为那个时候呢，基督徒们已经被提了，去了天上去了。那么说呢，在启示录里也给我们描述的非常的清楚，在基督徒呢被提上以后呢，大灾难才会发生。那么是整个这个大灾难呢，是降临在世界上的，而不是在基督徒身上的。哈利路亚。
And so the question is, what would the people who are on the earth at that time, what should they do?
现在的问题是呢，当时呢，在那个时候，在地上的那些人呢，他们应该做什么？
So verse 1 of chapter 18 says, Then the Lord Jesus spoke a parable to the disciples that men always ought to pray and not lose heart.
然后在路加福音第18章第1节呢，主耶稣基督呢给他们设了一个比喻，也是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。What
should believers do in this terrible day that's coming? What should they do?
那么信徒们在这些可怕的日子来呢的时候呢，他们应该做什么呢？
They should pray.
他们应该祷告。What
do we do when really bad days come?
因为就是当非常糟的日子来的时候，我们应该怎么做？
We pray. We should pray.
我们也要祷告，我们应该祷告。What
does Amir do when he listens to the news and sees what's happening to his country and consequently his friends and family? What does he do?
那么阿米尔应该怎么做呢？当他听到了在他的国家和在他的家人和他的朋友身上发生的事情的时候，他应该怎么做呢？
And so verse 18, chapter 18, verse 1 says, men ought always to pray regardless of how bad the situation is and becomes.
因为答案是在第18章第一节里，就是人类要常常祷告，不管呢是什么情况，不管发生了什么样的事情。
In times of great problem, what is the alternative to prayer?
这个就是在那个极大的那个问题的那个时候呢，那么说呢，祷告的选项是什么呢？
Well, the alternative is you could lose heart.
因为如果你不祷告了，你就会很灰心。
As a matter of fact, you would lose heart if you didn't pray.
所以事实上呢，如果你真的祷告呢，你就不会灰心。
Prayer is a wonderful thing. Prayer encourages our heart in the midst of very extreme circumstances.
因为祷告是一个非常奇妙的事情，在我们一些极端的那种情况下呢，祷告呢会鼓励我们的内心。
And basically, he's saying, you pray and you will not lose heart, but if you don't pray, you will lose heart.
基本上说呢，你祷告就不会灰心，如果你不祷告，你就会灰心。
Now, how serious is it?
这个有多严重呢？
The Lord is telling them in verse 1 to pray.
地主告诉他们呢，在第一节里要祷告。
And then he reminds them in verse 8, at the end of the verse, he says, When he comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
因为然后呢，他提醒我们在第八节的后面说呢，人子来的时候呢，他能在地上找到信心吗？
The days are going to be so bad that many will say, I prayed and it didn't work. There's no point in praying anymore.
你的事情会变得如此的糟糕，说呢，我祷告了，但是呢，什么事情也没发生，所以祷告已经没有任何意义了。
So now verses 1 to 8, great encouragement for us to keep on praying regardless of the circumstances.
所以第一节到第八节呢，他呢就是鼓励我们，就是说是要去祷告，不管发生的事情是什么样的，在什么情况下。
And so he tells a story.
他给我们讲了个故事。
Verse 2, he says, There was in a certain city a judge. Who did not fear God nor regard man. And there was also a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said to himself, Though I do not fear God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
第二节到第五节，第二节说呢，说某城里有一个审判官，他不惧怕神，也不尊重人。那城里有个寡妇，到他那里说：“我有一个对头，求你给我伸冤。”他多日不准。后来心里说：“我虽不惧怕神，也不尊重人，只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给他伸冤吧，免得他常来缠磨我。”
So you can understand a story like that. This woman, she has a huge need, and she just basically said, I'm going to keep pestering this judge until he does something.
因为里面的故事呢，我们大家都非常容易理解。这个妇人呢，这个寡妇呢，她有个极大的、巨大的需求，所以呢，她说呢，不管怎么样，那个我要去缠着这个人，他也许会答应。
And the judge says, I don't really care about her, and I certainly don't care about doing right or wrong. That's not important. But he said, she's bothering me. If I set it right, she'll go home and I'll be able to rest in peace.
这个里面的这个审判官呢，他呢当然不关心这个寡妇，他也不关心做的对与不对，他只是说呢，这个人呢一直呢烦扰我，烦扰我呢，如果我把他的事情解决了以后呢，他就不会来找我，我就有平安了。
Now he says, the Lord Jesus is saying, even an unrighteous judge would be expected to do something under those circumstances.
你主意思就是在第六节说，那主说你们听这不义的审判官所说的话。
How much more will the Lord do for his believers in circumstances like that?
那么，主呢？他在这样的情况下呢，那岂不是更要去对他的子民那样去做吗？
And so she said, he says in verse 6, then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said.
第6节呢，主说呢，你们听这不义的审判官所说的话。
He says, verse 7, shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them?
第7节说呢，神的选民昼夜呼吁他纵然为了他们忍了多时，难道不给他们伸冤吗？
So the Lord says, God is listening, and when you come to him and pray, he will hear.
你主说那神在听，当你来到他面前呼求那个祷告的时候，他会听。
But there are times when he bears long with them. In other words, he doesn't answer immediately.
你这个里面的讲到的呢，就是说是他还有很多忍了多时的时候呢，这个意味着呢，他并不是说马上就回答他们的祷告。
So when he doesn't answer immediately, it simply implies the fact that the Christian cries out more frequently. He cries day and night.
所以这个里面的主呢，就是说，如果说主没有马上回应我们祷告呢，那意味着呢，我们基督徒呢要呢更多的去呼求，更多的去祷告。
Have you prayed about a problem?
你为你的问题祷告过吗？
What do you do when you don't get the answer immediately?
如果你没有马上得到那个答案，你要怎么做？
You keep on praying.
要一直祷告。
And what is the Lord doing?
那么主在做什么呢？
The Lord is organizing to answer your prayer at the right time for the maximum blessing for you. That's very encouraging.
所以主呢，他就是在组织这个，就是答案，怎么样去回应你的祷告，让你得到最大的赐福，这个对我们来说是非常受鼓舞的。
Verse 8 says, the Lord Jesus says, I tell you that God will avenge them speedily.
所以这个里面的意思是，第8节说，我告诉你们，就是说是神要快快给他们伸冤了。
Now, that verse speedily doesn't necessarily imply immediately.
所以这个快快的那并不一定是意味着那就是马上。
It implies, I believe, excuse me, it implies, I believe, that he will answer them in a quick manner once he decides to answer or once he answers.
所以这个里面呢，就是我认为这个意味着呢，就是说是当他决定要回应你的祷告的时候呢，他会很快的回应。
So the answer is often speedily, but the timing that answer comes is often delayed.
所以就是说是那个答案，就是回应祷告呢，肯定是很快的，但是呢，等那个答案来，总是要很长时间，要延时。
Now the warning, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?
然后呢，这就是警告，说然而人子来的时候呢，他能在地上找到信心吗？
And many people will be delayed in their response because they basically say, I prayed and nothing happened, and therefore I won't bother praying anymore.
因为这个时候呢，很多人的祷告呢，他要延后祷告呢，这些人呢就会说呢，就是我祷告了，什么事情也没发生，所以呢，我也不想再祷告。
So we pray based on the promises of God that He will, at the right time and in the right way, answer the prayer. But we don't pray simply because I gave the Lord 2 days' warning. I gave the Lord schedule an ultimatum and he didn't meet it. That's not God's way.
所以这个里面我们祷告是基于神对我们的应许，他会在正确的时间以正确的方式回应我们的祷告，而不是说是我们告诉主我给主那两天的警告时间，就是说是我给主一个时间表，那个必须在这之前或者在这个时间之内，就是回应我祷告，这不是神的道。All
right, well, I find all this very interesting and helpful for me.
你会发现这些呢，对我呢都非常有意思，也非常有帮助。
Because I say that if the Lord has promised to answer these people in the extremity of need, surely he will answer me in my moderate need.
所以我认为呢，就是说是我在想，如果主呢，就是说是在这样的一个他们这些人急切需要的时候呢，回答他，满足他们的需要呢，那么主呢也会满足我这个一般的需要。
And so I say, praise the Lord.
我说呢，赞美主。
Keep on praying.
所以呢，一直要祷告。
Keep on coming to prayer meeting and pray with your brothers. Don't just pray alone, pray with us.
所以呢，一直要来参加祷告会，和你的弟兄姊妹一起祷告，不要自己一个人祷告。
The Lord has promised to answer prayer.
所以主呢，应许呢，要回应我们的祷告。
All right, now some other things to be discussed about the subject of the coming kingdom.
然后呢，有一些其他的一些主题呢，要来讨论，是关于将要来的神的国。
Who is going to get into this kingdom and why?
谁会进入这样的王国呢? 为什么他们会进入呢?
So verse 9 says, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
也就是耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的说一个比喻说。
Many people say this. They say, I think I will get into heaven because I'm actually better than he is.
很多人呢，他们这样说，他说呢，我肯定会去到天堂，因为我比那个人要强。
They say, I'm sure God will honor me because he looks at me and he says, Harold, you're way better than the others, you know.
因为我认为呢，神呢会让我进天堂，因为他当神看到我的时候呢，他说：“Harold，你比那个人要强多了。”
So he tells the story.
他在跟我们讲这么个故事。
Verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector.
就是说呢，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，另一个是税吏。
The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess.
第11节、第12节。 就是法利赛人站着，自言自语地祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索，不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。”
The tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast, saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner."
第13节，那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，怜悯我这个罪人。”Who
gets the answer to prayer?
谁得到神的那个祷告的应允呢？
The one who brags about how good he is, or the one who acknowledges that in God's sight he's not very good at all?
那是那一个，就是说是吹嘘自己是个非常好的人呢，还是那个人呢，就是意识到在神面前呢，他呢，完全什么都不是不好的。
The one says, I should get into heaven because I'm good.
那个人说呢，我应该去到天堂，因为我是个好人。
The other acknowledges that he is not good And he says, the only way I'll get into heaven is if God is merciful to me.
另外一个呢，意识到呢，他完全不是个好人。唯一的原因呢，如果神让他进到天堂，那是神的怜悯他。
Well, that's really our approach when we come to pray.
这就是我们来到那个祷告的时候应该要做的。We
don't say, Lord, you should really bless me because I did all these good things yesterday.
因为我们不应该这么说，是主啊，您呢真的要赐福我，因为我昨天干了好多好事。We
say, Lord, would you please be gracious to me? I don't deserve anything. I'm just a sinner, you know that. But I believe that you're able to answer prayer. I ask you to answer me.
因为我们应该说呢，主啊，对我呢蛮有恩典，大是恩典。因为我只是个罪人啊，我什么都不配得，所以呢，因为您的允许呢，所以我呢祷告，祈求您呢应允我的祷告。So,
there is, by the grace of God, there is humility in prayer.
所以呢，借着神的恩典呢，在祷告里呢，我们应该有谦卑。
As a matter of fact, prayer encourages humility, does it not?
所以事实上呢，就是说是祷告呢，就是说是鼓励我们谦卑，祷告鼓励我们谦卑，是不是呢？
If you have confidence in yourself, you don't pray, you just go to work.
所以呢，如果你呢，就是在内心有信心的话呢，你不祷告，你只是去做。
But if you don't have confidence in yourself, instead of just plunging into work, you pray and you say, Lord, please help me. I will go to work, but you have got to help me.
这个里面，如果呢，你自己内心的没有信心呢，你就说呢，啊，主啊，我要祷告。祷告呢，就是祷告以后呢，就是你呢，我要去世界去工作，工作去做事的话呢，但是呢，您呢，必须要帮助我。
So now verse 14 summarizes this section.
第十四节把这一节呢做了一个小结。
The Lord Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, that's the tax collector, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be abased, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
于是耶稣，我告诉你们，这人回家就是这个啊、那个税吏，这人回家比去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，谦卑自己的必升为高。So
when you pray, don't tell God how good you are. Tell God how good He is. Tell God how good Jesus is. Tell Him that you need His help because.
You're good, you're sorry, you're the sinner, he's good, you're the sinner. All
right, well, now another look at the kingdom of heaven. And how you get into the kingdom of heaven.
现在有另外一个呢，就是关于那个天上的国。那么说呢，你怎么样进到天上的国里去？
Remember now, verse 21, the kingdom of God is within you.
也记住呢，就是说是第21节上一章的，神的国呢，在你的内心里。It's
not a geographic location.
并不是一个地理的位置。
It's not an organization location.
也不是一个组织的地方。
It is simply that the Lord is the God and He collects one Christian at a time from all over, puts them together. That's how His kingdom is put together.
因为就是呢，基本上就是神呢，他呢收集那个基督徒，他一次收集一个，把他们收集齐了，收集呢很多呢，把它放在一个位置里面。All
right, so just to make sure we're all on the same page, we're going to start reading now in Luke chapter 18, verse 15.
因为我们要确保我们大家都在读同一章。那么说，我们现在读《路加福音》的第18章的第15节。
And it says, Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him.
15节说，那有人抱着自己的婴孩来见耶稣，要他摸他们，但门徒们看见了，就责备他们。
But Jesus called the disciples to him and said, Let little children come to me and do not forbid them. For of such is the kingdom of God.
有人就说：“那耶稣却叫他们来说，让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在神国的正是这样的人。
One would think that a kingdom should be made up of mature people with physical power, mental power, organizational power, lots of experience. The better the man, the better the kingdom.
因为其中的一个原因呢，他们说呢，这个国王国呢，应该有那些成熟的人组织在一起，他们的那个心理上成熟，体力上有那个强壮，所以呢，他们呢，这些人呢，越是强壮，越是成熟了，这个国家呢，就会越会强壮。
But God's kingdom is made up of simple people, like little children, who simply say, Daddy, I'm hungry. And the father says, You can eat this.
另外就是，但是神的国呢，却是由那些简单的人组成的，就像一个小孩子一样的。那个小孩子呢，就是说是，然后跟父亲说呢，父亲我饿了。父亲说，那你可以吃这。
And in a wonderful way, the Lord provides. For those who are like little children and are prepared to follow the Father wherever he goes and eat whatever he gives.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是这个一个奇妙的方式呢，主呢他供应了那些呢准备好了要随时就是说在跟从着那个主的，就是不管他领他们到哪里，他都会跟到哪里去的那样的人。
And so verse 17 now of chapter 18 says, Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.
就是这些说，我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。
Okay, a little child simply says, Yes, I'll come in.
你是的，这个一个小孩子说：“是的，我要进来。
Others will come in or try to come in. They'll say, I'll come, but I've got this agenda. I've got that agenda. This is the way I'm going to do it.
”因为另外一些人呢说呢：“我会来的，但是呢，我现在呢有这样的，我的时间表上有这些要做，有那些要做，等我做好了再来。”
The logic is that the kingdom is something like something like an army in our present day.
其实从逻辑上来看呢，就是这个国呢，有点像我们今天的军队。
When you sign up for the American Marine Corps, you don't say to the sergeant, "This is how I'm going to be a soldier."
因为呢，当你呢被招进入那个美国海军陆战队的时候，你不会对跟你的队长说呢，我来了，我会这么做。
You say, "Hi, I would like to be a soldier, but I'm going to have to obey the sergeant." And the recruit comes in, and he is subject to every instruction of the sergeant, and he himself has submitted all rights, everything to the army.
因为这个人，你要呢成为一个士兵的话，那么说，那你要就是遵守一切的那样的规则。作为新兵来说，那你来到那个军队里，你要服从一切那个队长给你的权利。
And that's how you get an effective army. You've got to have an army that moves as a unit.
其实就是真军队变得有效是这样的，你作为一个军队呢，必须作为一个一体的。
And so the Lord Jesus said, this is how you get into my kingdom. You become like a little child.
所以主说，这是你怎样可以进到我的王国？那你先成为一个小孩子。
And consequently, that's parallel to the concept of you become a believer by being born again. You surrender all, you get complete new life. That's what being a Christian is.
所以这个呢，从这个概念上来说呢，你要成为基督徒呢，你必须重生，你要的那个降服一切，把你的一切呢，就是说是放弃，然后呢，这样呢，你才能来到一个新的王国。So
interestingly, in this passage, we've had the contrast between the disciples and the Pharisees.
这个里面呢，就是非常有意思，在这个段文章里呢，我们有个那个门徒和法利赛人的一个鲜明的对比。We've
had the contrast between those who abandoned everything they had when they saw the Lord Jesus, they left it and they fled, and those who said, no, I'll go back to get some stuff in the house.
因为我们也有这样一个鲜明的对比，当那些人呢，他们看到呢主耶稣的时候呢，他们抛弃了一切，奔向主；还有那些呢，就是说是看到主呢，他们说呢，跑到房子里去拿点东西。We've
had the contrast between the Pharisee and the publican, the one who says, I'm pretty good, and the other who says, no, I'm not good.
所以呢，我们也有这样一个法利赛人和税吏的对比。法利赛人说我非常好，另外一个说呢，我不是个好人。And
now the contrast between the infant who says, I've got nothing, I'm just happy to be adopted into this family, and the man who says, I've got everything.
所以这个里面呢，现在呢，我们有这样的一个对比，那就是说，相当于那个小婴孩，他说呢，我呢就什么都没有，我宁愿呢被收养进神的家。另外一些人呢，说呢，我拥有一切。And
so compared to the infant, verse 18 says, now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
对于那个婴孩来说呢，第十八节又说呢，有一个官问他说：“良善的师傅，我该做什么事才可承受永生？”
So this fellow was not only a ruler, but he was rich, as we'll find out.
所以这个人呢，他不仅仅只是个官员，他同样呢非常有钱。后面我们会知道。Big
contrast between this rich ruler, this rich younger ruler, and the infants.
这个里面呢，就是和这个就是说是一个非常的富有的一个官员和这个婴儿的一个鲜明对比。And
again, the theme is going to be that the kingdom of heaven is made up of people who are humble enough before God to come in and do His will, rather than those who've got all kinds of accomplishments and basically say, God, I'll do you a favor. I'll come and I'll give all my good stuff to you.
所以基本上呢，就是说是神的国呢，是由那些一群呢非常的谦卑的人呢，他们呢进到神的国，他们要说呢，我们来到神的国呢，我们要顺服，我们要按照神的旨意去做，而不是那些人呢，他们说呢，神呢，我要进入你的国，我呢蛮有成就，所以呢，我要来帮忙你的忙。
So verse 19, Jesus responds, he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God.
第十九节说，耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了一位，那就是神，再没有良善的。
Why did he say that?
为什么要这么说？
Because the fact is, he was good and he was God. And no one else is good but God. Jesus is God. He's saying to this man, you've got to recognize who I am. I'm not just a good man. I am the only good man. I am God.
因为这个里面的主耶稣基督说呢，就是我是良善的，良善的，那么良善的这个神是良善的，所以呢，我是良善的，我是神，我就是神。那么说呢，这个呢，只有那个神呢是良善的。那么说呢，如果呢我是神的话呢，我就是唯一的那个良善的，我不是那个一个良善的，我是唯一良善的。你如果来到我这里来，你必须意识到我是什么。
It is possible, isn't it, to give God or to give Jesus an incomplete compliment, to call him something that basically is nice, but it fails to recognize who he is.
所以这个呢，他呢，就是也是这样的一个事情，对我们来说很容易呢，给那个主那一个不完整的那个称赞。那么说呢，就是说是，就基本上呢，我们可以来说一些主的好话，但是呢，却没有意识到呢，他真正的是谁。
There are whole religions built like that, aren't there?
因为呢，整个有很多的那样的宗教是这样的，是不是？
The Jehovah's Witnesses would teach you that Jesus was a very good man, but they will not admit that he was God and equal with God.
但是呢，耶和华见证人呢，他们说呢，主耶稣基督是一个非常好的人呢，但是他们不承认他是神，他和神是同等的。
Well, our time has gone again for tonight, and we're going to leave our studies here. We'll pick it up in verse number 20 next week.
因为我们今天时间也到了，就是我们今天要停在这里。那么下个星期呢，我们要开始学习呢第20节。
Again, good to see each one tonight. Especially, it's encouraging to me to see some from the far land out to the west. We're just delighted that you're here. We pray that you'll be blessed as you listen in on these studies.
你再次呢，就说是非常高兴看到大家对我来说呢，受到非常大的鼓舞，是看到呢从世界各地来到这里的人，所以呢非常高兴大家呢来到这里来参加我们的学习。
So the Lord bless you. And Carl, could you just commit us to the Lord tonight? Ask his blessing on each one.
今天主呢就赐福给大家，那让卡尔呢做一个祷告，祈求神呢赐福给我们在座的每一位。
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your wonderful word, the Bible. We thank you for all the discussions you had, Lord, with your disciples and what we can learn from them.
其实啊，我们感谢您呢，就是在你圣经里的这些所有的奇妙的话，也感谢呢您和呢您的门徒们呢，在这一篇文章里所讨论的这些重要的事。
Thank you, Lord, that we have needs and you knew those needs, Lord, so you prepare the disciples and the questions they would ask and how you would answer them.
也主要感谢您呢，您呢知道我们的需求，知道我们需求呢，所以呢，您去教导您的门徒们呢，就是让他们去祷告，您呢也准备要去满足他们的需求。
Thank you, Lord, for the physical food, and thank you, Lord, also for the intellectual and spiritual food, Lord.
所以主要感谢您呢赐给我们的食物，也感谢呢您赐给我们的这样的属灵的食物。
Bless us all, Lord, and take us home safely in Jesus' name. Amen.
也主要求您赐福给我们所有的人呢，把我们每个人都安全带回家。我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen。
Amen. So, thank you all. See you next week, Lord willing. Maybe see you tomorrow if you're around.